Welcome back. This is an advanced mixing lesson on break noise cleanup for drum and bass using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices and stock packs. We're going surgical, but we're not going sterile. The whole point is to keep the break's attitude and swing while stopping the hiss, rumble, and cymbal wash from wrecking your headroom and masking your modern layers. Here's the mindset. Breaks are gold, but they come with baggage. Vinyl rumble, TC-ish low wobble, steady hiss, harsh air spikes and tails that just hang around forever. In DNB, that stuff fights your sub, it clutters your clean hats, and it makes your limiter freak out. So the goal is control. The break should punch, groove, and translate louder, while staying mix ready. We're going to build a simple but powerful setup, a low and high split, dynamic top end control, transient friendly gating, and then we'll glue it back together on a break bus, and you'll end with something you can actually automate per section. Because the right amount of cleanup changes between intro, drop, and fills. Step 0. Choose a break and prep it like a grown-up. Open Live's PAX browser and grab any break like drum loop from the stock content. Classic funk-style breaks, dusty loops, anything with real cymbal texture will work. Drag it onto an audio track. Set your project tempo to typical DNB, like 174 BPM. Turn warp on, and for full breaks, use Complex Pro if you want cymbals to stay stable. If CPU is tight, Complex can be fine, but Complex Pro usually behaves better for noisy tops. Now find a clean 4 or 8 bar section, and consolidate it. Command or Control J. Consolidation matters because it makes your tails consistent, and it makes automation and gating way more predictable. Pro workflow move. Duplicate the track. Name one break RAW and mute it. That is your safety copy. The other is break clean, and that's what we process. This saves you from the "I went too far and now I can't go back" situation. Before you add any effects, check clip gain. This is underrated. If the clip is super quiet, you'll set crazy thresholds on your gate and multiband, and everything will feel twitchy. Bring the clip gain up or down so it's hitting your chain consistently. We're not aiming for a specific LUFS number here, just stable levels so your threshold bass tools behave. Now, step 1. Split the break into bands so you don't overprocess. You can do this as two separate tracks, which is the fastest to understand. Duplicate break clean twice so you have break LOW and break high. On break LOW, put EQ8 and low pass it somewhere around 180 to 250 HE. Steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. On break high, put EQ8 and high pass at the same frequency, also steep. That crossover region is a taste call. If you set it too high, you'll thin out snare body. Too low, and you'll leave too much low mid junk in the high band. A good starting point is around 200 HC, then adjust while listening in the full mix. Why are we doing this? Because most of the annoying noise lives in the high band, and most of the weight and punch foundation lives in the low band. If you try to clean everything on a full range loop, you end up carving away the vibe along with the problems. Step 2. Kill rumble and DC-ish junk without thinning punch. On both bands, or you can do it once before the split if you prefer using a rack. An EQ8 and do a high pass around 25 to 35 HC with a steep slope. If it's vinyl-ish, try 30 HC with a gentle Q around 0.71. Then listen for low-end breathing. You know that feeling where the low end seems to wobble or bloom weirdly even when there isn't a kick. That's often rumble or a resonant hum. If you hear it, add a narrow cut somewhere around 50 to 90 HC with a tighter Q, like 4 to 8, and only cut if there's an obvious resonance. DNB context check. The true sub belongs to your bass. Break rumble steals headroom and makes your limiter and glue compression work harder than they should. Now we go to step 3. Surgical noise control in the high band. Dynamic, not static. On break high, drop in multiband dynamics. This device is ridiculously powerful for this job. Set your band split roughly, so the low band is up to around 250 HC, the mid band from 250 HC to about 6K HC, and the high band from 6K HC to 20K HC. We mainly care about the high band. Set downward compression so it grabs only the harsh cymbal spikes and the nasty TSSSH moments, not the whole top end all the time. Start with a threshold around minus 28 to minus 20 dB, ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Attack around 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 60 to 140 milliseconds. Aim for about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on the worst hits. Teacher tip: don't stare at numbers, listen for behavior. You want the cymbals to feel like they sit back into the loop, not like someone threw a blanket over the break. If the groove suddenly feels smaller, ease off the ratio or raise the threshold. After multiband dynamics, add a gate on break high. This is where we tame the noise tails and that constant wash between hits. Set attack fast, about 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so ghost notes don't get chopped. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds to keep it musical. Set floor to minus infinity if you want it super clean, or keep it higher, like minus 24 to minus 12 dB, if you want to keep a consistent noise bed so the loop doesn't feel unnaturally denoised. Now raise the threshold until tails shorten and the hiss between hits drops, but the actual hits still speak clearly. If transients feel like they're getting clipped, turn on a tiny bit of look ahead, like 1 millisecond. Important warning, if your gate is too aggressive, you will delete the jungle swing. Those little ghost notes and tiny hat articulations are part of the groove. So if it starts sounding stiff, increase hold a bit. Lengthen release, or lower the threshold. Step 4 is an advanced move that feels almost like cheating. Duck the noise bed using sidechain, so the gate opens reliably on the hits and stays shut on the junk. Create a duplicate track called Break Trig. On Break Trig, put EQ8 and bandpass at around 1 to 4kHz to emphasize the snare crack. You can optionally add saturator with soft clip to make triggers more consistent. Now go back to the gate on Break High, enable sidechain, and choose audio from Break Trig. What you've done is separate what we listen to from what we use to trigger. So even if the high band is mostly hiss and cymbal wash, the gate will still open cleanly when the snare and key hits happen. The result is cleaner tails without chopping the groove. If you want to go even deeper, you can make two trigger tracks. One trigger for snare, bandpassed around 1.5 to 4kHz. Another trigger for hats, bandpassed around 6 to 12kHz. Then use two gates in series on the high band. First gate opens for core snare hits. Second gate only opens when the hat pattern actually needs to be audible. That's serious control, and it can save super busy breaks. Now step 5, preserve punch and vibe. Because cleanup can accidentally flatten the break if you're not careful. On break LOW, add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive around 2 to 6. Boom generally off, because your bass provides sub. Push transients up. Maybe plus 5 to plus 15. Damp to taste. Usually a bit to the right if you want it tighter and less fuzzy. Then add glue compressor on break LOW. Ratio 2:1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is not about smashing. It's about stabilizing. On break high, add saturator. Analog clip or soft sign if you want smoother. Drive around 1 to 4 dB, soft clip on. This helps the high band feel present even when you've controlled the peaks and tails. Then a post-saturation EQ8. If it's still harsh, try a small dip around 7 to 10kHz like 1 to 3 dB, Q around 2. If it's too dull, do a gentle shelf around 10 to 14kHz like 1 to 2 dB, but only after your dynamics. Clean first, then brighten. If you boost air first, you're literally boosting the hiss. Here's a really big coach note. Don't decide what's noise in solo. Solo helps you find the problem, but you must recheck in the mix with bass and modern hats. A break that sounds slightly dark in solo can be perfect once the clean top loop and synths come in. Step 6. Recombine and control everything on a break bus. Group break LOW and break high into a group called break bus. On the bus, add EQ8 for gentle shaping. If it's boxy, try a tiny dip around 300 to 500hz like 1 dB. If it needs bite, a gentle lift around 2 to 4kHz can make it read louder without cranking the harsh top. Then glue compressor for togetherness. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2:1, and again, only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Add a limiter only if it's peaky and you need safety. Set ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. Don't smash it. In most ENB workflows, your main drum bus and master are doing the big control later. Here we're just preventing random peaks from spiking. Now, a quick truth check workflow that separates pros from guessers. Put Spectrum at the end of the break bus. Not as a mixing tool, but as a reality check. If you see a constant carpet above 8 to 10kHz even when the loop hits a quieter moment, that's a noise bed you should gate or duck more. If you see a big bump below 40hz, that's rumble you should remove before compression and limiting. And here's another killer check. Temporarily push a limiter on the break bus and watch how it reacts. If the gain reduction jumps mainly on cymbal hits, you still have unmanaged peaks in the high band. If it's constantly working between hits, you're feeding it noise, and you need tighter tails or better ducking. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where cleanup becomes musical. In an intro, you can run tighter tails and less edge. Automate the high band gate threshold a bit tighter for the first 8 bars, then relax it as you approach the drop, so the loop feels like it opens up. In the drop, if the break is a ghost groove under modern drums, keep it 6 to 12 dB lower than your clean kick and snare. Let the break provide swing and ghost notes, and let the modern layers provide punch. For mid-drop variation, automate the multiband dynamics high band threshold slightly lower during darker sections. That reduces bright wash without making you redo the whole chain. And for fills, loosen the gate release briefly so the tails bloom and feel exciting. Then snap it back tight on the downbeat. That contrast is a huge part of the classic DNB energy. Advanced width move, work in mid slash side on the high band. On break high, put an EQ8 and switch to M slash S mode. Try reducing wide only fizz in the side channel with a gentle high shelf down around 10 to 14 kHz, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Keep the mid channel more intact around 2 to 5 kHz so the snare crack stays present. Why this matters? Modern hats and noise effects are often wide. If your break wash is also wide, they fight for the same real estate. Taming the sides can make the whole mix feel cleaner without making the break feel smaller. Now, parallel controlled air. This is the fun part. Create a return track called Break AIR. On it, put a Q8 with a high pass around 8 to 10 kHz so only the airband passes. Add saturator with light drive, then a compressor with fast attack and medium release to keep it stable. Blend it in very quietly. This gives you sparkle that's controlled and consistent, instead of bringing back the full band hiss. You're basically designing air rather than boosting noise. If cleanup makes the loop too dark and you want air that isn't hiss, you can even generate it. Create a return called Synth AIR. Use a stock instrument like analog or wave-eatable and use a noise source. High-pass it around 10 kHz, saturate it lightly, then gate it sidechained from your snare trigger so it pops only on hits. Blend it super low. Now you get air punctuation without constant wash. That's a very modern trick that still respects classic break character. This audio version is shortened for playback.